This is Akashvani, the news read by R.S. Raghu. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has emphasized that Vikasit Bharat can be achieved through a fundamental change in mindset, which is focused towards making India developed by 2047. He expressed his views while interacting with a group of eminent economists and thought leaders in preparation for the Union Budget 2025-26 at Niti Aayog in New Delhi. The meeting was held on the theme, Maintaining India's Growth Momentum at a Time of Global Uncertainty. Home Minister Amit Shah chaired a review meeting on the implementation of three new criminal laws with the National Crime Records Bureau, NCRB, in New Delhi. During the meeting, Mr. Shah asked the NCRB to facilitate the complete implementation of new criminal laws in the interoperable Criminal Justice System 2.0. The Home Minister emphasized on the use of applications like E-Saksha, Nyay Shruti, E-Sign and E-Summons in every state and union territory. On the sidelines, the Home Minister also reviewed the implementation of three new laws in Uttarakhand. President Draupadi Murmu has appointed governors in five states. Governor of Mizoram, Dr. Hari Babu Kambhampati, will now be the new governor of Odisha. Former Union Minister General Vijay Kumar Singh has been appointed as a governor of Mizoram. Rajendra Vishwanath Arlekar, who is serving governor of Bihar, has been appointed as the governor of Kerala. He will succeed Arif Muhammad Khan, who will be the governor of Bihar. Former Home Secretary Ajay Kumar Bhalla has been appointed as governor of Manipur. Minister of State for Personnel, Public Grievances and Pensions, Dr. Jitendra Singh, has said that nearly 2,000 outdated rules and regulations have been scrapped to simplify governance and make it more citizen-friendly. On the eve of Good Governance Day, Dr. Singh outlined key achievements and governance reforms brought about under Prime Minister Narendra Modi's leadership. Ministry of Communications has said after the launch of International Incoming Spoofed Call Prevention System in October this year, over 90% reduction has been witnessed in the spoofed international calls from Indian numbers. In the latest reports, the number of spoofed calls identified and blocked with Indian numbers have now dipped to about 6 lakhs from 1.35 crore reported in October. The Department of Telecommunications has advised citizens to show caution with respect to answering calls from unfamiliar international numbers claiming to be from government authorities of India. Congress Party today released its second list of 26 candidates for the upcoming Delhi Assembly polls. The party has fielded Satish Luthra from Shakur Basti Assembly constituency, Dharampal Chandela from Rajouri Garden seat, Farhad Suri from Jangpura, Rajesh Lilothia from Simapuri and Vineet Yadav from Rajendra Nagar Assembly constituency. President Draupadi Murmu and Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar have greeted people on the eve of Christmas. In her message, President Draupadi Murmu emphasized for imbibing Jesus Christ's message of love and harmony in the lives of people. In his message, the Vice President said, "The spirit of Christmas offers a universal message of hope, compassion and solidarity." Commission for Air Quality Management CAQM Subcommittee on Graded Response Action Plan GRAP has revoked Stage 4 of revised GRAP in the entire National Capital Region with immediate effect. All actions under Stages 3, 2 and 1 of revised GRAP shall, however, remain invoked and be implemented, monitored and reviewed by all agencies concerned in the entire NCR to ensure that the AQI levels do not slip further to the severe and severe plus category. In women's cricket, India thrashed West Indies by 115 runs in the second ODI at Kottambi Stadium in Vadodara to win the three-match ICC Championship Series 2-0. Chasing a huge target of 359 runs set by India, the West Indies were all out for 243 runs in 46.2 overs. Earlier opting to bat first, India scored 358 runs at loss of 5 wickets in the stipulated 50 overs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.